with me tonight is Jerry Rowley. He's sitting right here, socially distancing like he was supposed to. And so, but if I may, use the corner of your desk up here. You have a number of handouts before you. They're not necessarily in any specific order. But I'd like you to begin with one single sheet that basically says Marco Memorial Municipal Airport Project Schedule. And I just want to kind of quickly run through this schedule because we started with a notice proceed in September 15th, 2019. We've completed a number of tasks. Those tasks have been submitted to MoDOT as well as FAA for review. We have an approved aeronautical forecast that was done in December. And tonight, I'm going to quickly go over the airport layout plan set of drawings, which we're working on in the month of August, and hopefully have them finalized, depending on council input tonight, finalize those plan sets, submit them to MoDOT and FAA for review and approval, and following that, then we'll continue to work on an implementation strategy along with a financial plan to see if we can get this improvement in place within a reasonable period of time. And state and federal governments period of years, not weeks. So given that, I thought I would mention that. But I'll begin first with the airport layout plan set of drawings. If there's 13 sheets, they're 11 by 17. And we're not going to go through all of these. I'll ask you to take a look at page 2, which is the first one that summarizes mostly safety critical data related to the airport itself, the two runway facilities, the taxiway, the apron, and aircraft hangar, and aircraft operations. These reflect FAA design guidance based on our forecast of aeronautical activity, and that is an airport designed to accommodate small business jets along with a substantial use of the airport by aerial applicators and those having a wingspan upwards of 60 feet, approach speed of 141 knots, and in most cases, gross wheel loading under 30,000 pounds. But this summarizes most of the critical data that you will see relative to the airport. The second sheet is the airport layout drawing itself. That's sheet number 3 in the packet. And you'll note on this exhibit is the two runway facilities. And I should call your attention to the crosswind runway, or runway 927, which we propose to relocate the threshold, leaving approximately 2,450 feet. The purpose and reason for that is to place the residential structures that are located west of Highway 65 outside of the runway protection zone. It does a couple of things. It makes this runway compatible with aircraft operations and the land use that's underlying the approach surface. Secondly, there are a number of object penetrations or obstructions, and by simply relocating that threshold, it basically corrects those. So that relocation is mostly paperwork and moving the cones themselves. Runway 1836, which is the primary runway, there are no recommended changes. It currently meets standards as far as the runway safety area, object free areas, the runway protection zones, approach surfaces, and as you may know, you have a display threshold of 199 feet on the runway 18N, and we've collected over, I'd say around 800 object penetrations into the various airport imaginary surfaces, which we will analyze, and only a handful of those will ultimately end up having to address. But most of our focus has been on the terminal area plan. So if you be so kind to turn to page 11, we'll skip these other sheets because we don't really want to be here all night and obviously we don't want to lose the meal, so. We'll move past those. But this terminal area plan sheet is part of the airport layout plan, and I should mention that anything and any proposed action on the airport, whether it's a pavement project or a taxiway project or a building project, has to be consistent with your approved airport layout plan volume. So all 13 of these sheets will be submitted to FAA for review and approval. They'll airspace based on the obstruction data. And I did do a handout that summarized the data points of the objects that we found within the vicinity of the airport that extend out almost 2 miles beyond the runway ends. So it's a huge area, and within that area, there's a good number of objects. But turning back to the terminal plan sheet, you'll note some areas marked in red. Those represent pavement removal. We have one hot spot, and that's the connecting taxiway from the terminal to the runway. If you look just to the north of it, or to the left of the drawing, you'll see a darker blue and a light blue area representing new pavement designed to accommodate the type of aircraft that currently operate on the airport, or as we refer to as taxiway design route 2. Then you'll note to the north of the terminal building is an area of light and dark blue that shows the proposed location of additional tie downs, pavement rehabilitation, and then ultimately within a 10 to 20 year time frame or some period of time well into the future, we would propose that the two existing Quonsets along with the four sets of T-hangers be demolished and replaced with individual T-hanger units facing a north-south or with a north-south orientation. You'll see that in kind of an orange color with new pavement grading basically represented by the blue. Also, to the southeast of the terminal building is a rectangle. That is a proposed location for a future FBO, should there be one. And then to provide more aircraft parking space, we would recommend moving the access point that's located on the south end of the existing apron clear to the end. But most of our focus has been on trying to address the aircraft parking congestion that currently exists at the airport. And I can tell you, it is congested. I've seen a number of photographs. I was just out there again today. There's lots of aircraft, lots of activity, and a mix of aircraft from single engine piston to turbine air tractors to, I guess I understand this weekend, business jet was in, and I believe I saw a helicopter take off late this afternoon from the airport. So obviously it's an active airport facility. So looking then at how to address the congestion, we have proposed this concept of an air ag, well, I call it an aerial applicator ag business park. That's a lot of words. I've got to find some way to shorten those up, but nonetheless, you get the idea. The idea being then, there has been discussion and proposals and concepts set forth by various businesses that would like to locate on the airport itself. They may be, and hopefully are, an investor in vertical infrastructure, primarily hangar facilities. And with the airport providing access via a taxiway and aircraft parking area, as well as extension of necessary utilities, primarily water and sanitary sewer, with access from O'Dell, then we think we have a potential location consisting of approximately 7 acres, about 800 foot frontage, and about 300 or so foot depth, that could accommodate a large hangar. The rectangle that you see is 24,000 square foot. That, so to give you some sense of scale, building referenced as K is 24,000 square foot in size. The other two, further to the south, referenced as L and M, represent 10,000 square foot facilities. The light blue then represents the aircraft parking. The yellow are the taxi lanes depicting aircraft movement. And the T-looking things are aircraft tie downs. So to kind of help add some clarity to it, there is another handout. It's two pages. Basically shows the same thing, it's only at a larger scale. So it helps, and it's also dimensioned. So you can put some relationships to separational distances between taxiway, centerline, aircraft parking to taxi lane, and then the building itself. And we've discussed preliminarily areas that could represent leasehold areas, as well as those that would be exclusive use and those that would be available for public use. And then if you look at the second sheet, it's kind of an aerial perspective of how it would ultimately look over time should it be constructed. So with that then, kind of summarizes our ag business park. The other handout I provided to you then goes back to the other terminal. It's a color drawing, 8.5 by 11. There's three sheets stapled together. You'll note the area that I had previously talked about north of the terminal building, the new taxiway design group 2 location, the pavement removal areas, how we might, in alternatives, to add additional aircraft parking, and then various phasing. And we've developed cost opinions for each of these components. Obviously, they wouldn't all be done at once. They would be done in phases. And if the aerial applicator ag business park goes, then most of these improvements probably would not be needed. They would drop into a lower priority. In the long term, then, you go to the very last page, then, is the concept in 10 years, when the Quonsets have reached the end of their useful life, and as Bill tells me, they're getting closer by the day. So let's say 10 years, 15, this is how you may ultimately develop that area north. And it could provide for a mix of hangar sizes and door sizes, because what we're finding essentially is aircraft wings are getting not necessarily less wing, but more wing, and we have quite a mix of aircraft that utilize the airport. So there would be flexibility to accommodate then a range of airplanes. So with that, Dave, did I take too much time? No. Just about the right amount?
You have time to take some questions.
I'll take some questions then.
Those new hangars, K, L, and M, I know were all three of those going to be capable of loading product onto the planes, or some of them are just for storage for planes, or and the other ones are used for, because I know they talked about one, or all of them, that they would run them in, load the material on, and then come out. You know, all of them can do that, or just?
We focused on K, which is the larger of the three, the 24,000 square foot. The idea and concept behind that is that structure, there would be a number of things that would take place within that structure. Aircraft maintenance, for one, which would require some dressing hazardous waste, oil separator, floor drains, washing of aircraft, so there's chemicals, hazardous material involved, so again, a collection system. Third would be the storage of product, pesticides, herbicides, what have you. Third and fourth, I guess, possibly, is accommodating aircraft crews would be in the building itself. have a place to stay, lounge area, offices, so on and so forth. I think about anything that you would anticipate with the exception of putting fuel, uploading fuel into the airplane itself. What we would envision there, that fuel could come from two sources, the existing fuel system that the city currently has. We talked about providing an airport service road through the RPZ across the, off the end of runway 27, so you could access this ramp and upload fuel. And we think and hopefully we'll have adequate utilities out there for fire suppression, because, you know, there's a couple of things that are going to be important. The door size is going to be large. These doors could cost as much as $200,000 apiece. They're going to be 18 to 21 foot high. They're going to have a wide wing opening so we get the aircraft in. There's going to be two of them. This facility will be heated, so we'll have to decide what type of heat. We'll have in-place floor heating, and then all the electrical and mechanical systems we just talked about would go inside there. Now, going on and answering your question finally, L&M, they could be anything from a cold storage to a heated hangar. And they could have incorporated into it the same, rather than a drive-through, in this particular case, where we line up airplanes and you could take maybe two or three airplanes through the building, so that it's continually in operation and motion. The others would be more of a one or two aircraft operation at a time. But we can turn those and so on and so forth. This is conceptual, but as long as we show them on the ALP, we have plenty of room not only to get these four, but we could get one more large hangar on this, on that 800 foot frontage.
Did your plan, did you put any work into topography and stormwater drainage, that sort of stuff?
Well, one thing we like about this site is you have stormwater detention just north of this, off the end of runway 27. In fact, you can kind of pick it up on the contours that's showing on the drawing here a little bit. But we would have to provide for on-site stormwater. Grading, the site looks, it's a nice site. I was looking at it today. Of course, it's got a pretty good stand of corn on it, but that's a nice site. It's got direct access to taxiway A. It fits in well with the entire airport, and it makes sense from an operational point of view. And because you can basically tie your existing terminal development area to this one. The only reason the two are separated is you have that runway protection zone off the turf or grass runway that extends beyond the end. But it gives you a lot of flexibility. I think the grading will be pretty straightforward.
Questions?
Because we don't, as a city, don't need to do anything until this is submitted to MoDOT and to the FAA.
Right. I think the purpose and the main reason for this meeting tonight is to get consensus opinion. The question is, the council find this reasonable, acceptable, and if so, we'll continue on developing the airport layout plan for submittal then to MoDOT. And incidentally, if I had most everything we've talked about, I had discussion with MoDOT and FAA as well. So I would anticipate it's to go through the formalities they need to do, the airspace and so on and so forth. But the key, our next steps then going forward, is to prepare the financial plan. You'll get a big thick report at the end of the day, which you may or may not read, but we'll try to put some photos in there or something, halfway down bearable. And But the key is the financial plan, make sure we have a sound financial plan, how are we going to phase these projects, how we're gonna fill them, and how, you know, that is really gonna be the crux of the next piece. You gotta have the plan, but equally important, perhaps even more important, is you gotta figure out how you're gonna pay for it. That's where we're gonna be focusing next. And hopefully we'll have everything wrapped up by the end of the year.
And I think it's fair to point out too, that a lot of the improvements that are showing on the airport map plan all came from the discussion that we had with the tenants and the users of the airport. We had a good meeting where a lot of those comments came in, they kind of put this together. A few of those folks have seen it, you've seen it now, and our next step is to get that group back together to show them, you know, just kind of what Jerry's kind of come up with in HDR, so. But it does address a lot of the things that we heard from talking with those folks.
So you're looking at us for support to continue?
Well, if you don't like something, just tell me, it'll change. For good reason, we will.
Well, there's a resolution coming up that addresses the financial commitment to this. Would that serve as a commitment?
Well, yes, sir, that would probably represent a fairly positive commitment, let's say. Generally, we don't get them quite that fast. Well, thank you very much. If you have any questions, get a hold of Dave. And Barry, you have anything to say?
You did great.
Okay, thank you much.